Welcome to today's deep dive. So, what if your past isn't just, gone?
Right.
Like, what if instead of fading away into nothingness with every passing second, every step you've ever taken, every state you've ever been in is actively stored in a hidden vault outside of time?
Yeah, it's a wild thought.
Right. And what if that vault is secretly guiding every single choice you make today? Today, we are jumping straight into a totally mind-bending mathematical framework called SMODE.
Or singularity memory ordinary differential equations.
Exactly. And our mission today is to explore how this single document attempts to reconcile thermodynamics, quantum mechanics, and, well, the ultimate philosophical paradox.
The whole battle between free will and determinism.
Yes. It suggests that these seemingly opposed concepts aren't enemies at all. They are actually just two sides of a cosmic memory vault.
It is just an incredibly ambitious framework. I mean, to truly appreciate the heavy lifting this document is trying to do, we have to recognize the rather bleak corner that standard physics has painted itself into over the last century.
Yeah, it's a bit of a grim picture, right?
Totally. Historically, when we look at the universe, the established models kind of force us to choose between two highly unsatisfying realities. On one side, you have hard determinism.
The classical Newtonian view.
Right. The universe as a giant, unfeeling clockwork machine, where if you know the precise state of every atom right now, you can mathematically predict every future event with perfect accuracy.
Meaning you basically have no choices. Your entire life is just a pre-written script.
Exactly. And on the flip side, modern quantum mechanics offers pure randomness. Like at the subatomic level, things just happen spontaneously without any underlying reason or structure.
Which is equally terrifying in a way.
It is, because neither of those options, being a mindless cog in a machine or a victim of absolute cosmic chaos, leaves any room for novelty or growth or human agency.
Which is where this comes in.
Yes, this SMOD framework, however, is offering a third, entirely radical path.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand how a single particle, let alone a complex person, can have anything resembling free will, we first need to understand the mechanics of time.
Right.
Specifically, like, why does it only flow in one direction? Why can't we just hit rewind on the universe?
That is the perfect place to start because it leads right into Loschmidt's paradox,
Yeah.
which is really the core physics problem SMOD is trying to solve.
And for our audience, what exactly is the paradox highlighting there?
Well, it highlights a glaring contradiction in physics. The fundamental equations that govern motion, ordinary differential equations, they work exactly the same forward and backward.
Wait, really? There's no arrow of time in the math itself.
None at all. If you simulate billiard balls scattering on a table, the mathematical laws allow you to reverse the vectors and watch them perfectly reassemble into a tight triangle.
But that never actually happens in real life.
Exactly. The math is reversible, yet our lived universe is entirely irreversible. You can shatter a glass, but a shattered glass never spontaneously reassembles.
And standard physics usually just waves that away with entropy, right? Like the general rule that closed systems just naturally trend toward disorder.
They do. But SMODE looks at the actual mathematical mechanism behind that one-way street, focusing on a concept called many-to-one mapping.
Many-to-one mapping. Okay, explain that a bit.
So in the world of ordinary differential equations, you can perfectly calculate the future if you know the present state and the physical laws. But calculating the past is an entirely different story.
Because the past is a mathematical blur.
Right. Why? Because there are infinite possible starting conditions that can collapse into the exact same present state. Think about a puddle of water on your kitchen floor.
Okay, a puddle.
By measuring that puddle, you cannot mathematically reverse engineer the exact shape of the ice cube that melted to create it.
Oh, I see. Because it could have been a perfect sphere or a cube or just a crushed handful of ice from the freezer.
Exactly. All of those diverse starting histories map to the exact same puddle. Because of that many-to-one mapping, the distinct information about the past is permanently lost to the physical universe.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. It's like opening a web browser on your laptop. You can look at the screen and clearly see the web page you are currently on. That's your present state.
Right, the current page.
But just by looking at that open page, you have no way of knowing the exact sequence of clicks, the specific Google searches, the typos, or the back button presses that actually brought you there.
Right.
The history leading up to that present state is just entirely hidden.
That is a really solid baseline. But the SMODE framework requires us to take that analogy a step further.
Okay, how so?
Well, imagine if your web browser didn't just passively hide your search history. What if it actively used a hidden log of every click you've ever made to subtly predict and alter your next search?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's slightly creepy, but I get the idea.
Standard physics just accepts the memory loss. It says, well, the history is gone. We can't reverse the math, so the current state is all that matters.
But SMODE says otherwise.
Yeah, it drops a massive hypothesis right here. It argues that the universe actually does not forget. Because the physical universe cannot reverse engineer the past from the present, it actively stores the entire unbroken trajectory of every particle.
Wait, it stores it? Where?
Well, it cannot store that infinite data inside the tiny finite particle itself. Instead, it offloads that data into a singularity.
And we should probably clarify for the listener, when the document uses the word singularity here, it is absolutely not talking about a black hole in outer space.
Right, right. Good distinction. In this mathematical context, the singularity is a specialized memory field. It exists entirely outside of the physical particle.
So it's not even in our physical space.
Crucially, no. It's outside of space-time as we currently map it. It is the complete geometric union of all past states.
Meaning the physical particle you see in a lab, like an electron or a photon, is just the current physical projection.
Exactly. It's just the tip of the iceberg visible in our dimension. But fundamentally, it is tethered to this cosmic history vault.
Okay, but wait. If a particle's entire historical trajectory is locked in this singularity vault somewhere outside of space-time, how does that history actually interact with the rigid, unbreakable laws of physics right now, like in our present dimension?
That is the core question.
Because I have to push back a little on the source material's philosophical claims here.
Sure, go ahead.
If a particle is just blindly following fundamental physical laws and then being tugged on by a mathematical memory parameter from this hidden vault, is that really free will?
It's a fair point.
Because it sounds to me like the particle is still just a slave to a formula, even if it's a much more complicated formula with a memory add-on.
What's fascinating here is how the SMODE equation actually formalizes this, because the mechanics of the math directly answer your objection.
Okay, I'm listening.
The framework doesn't replace determinism. It modifies it.
Here.
It breaks the behavior of any given particle down into two distinct inputs.
Two inputs, got it.
The first input is physical laws. This is the deterministic boundary. Things like gravity, electromagnetism, the strong and weak nuclear forces.
The rules of the game.
Exactly. These dictate the absolute limits of what is physically possible. A particle absolutely cannot break these laws. But the second input is the memory bias.
And this is the influence pulling from the singularity vault.
Yes. And in the mathematics of this framework, this memory bias acts as a probability weight. It is not a physical force like gravity.
So it's not physically pushing or pulling it?
Right. It doesn't force the particle to do something physically impossible. Instead, it subtly biases the particle's choice among the mathematically allowed possibilities.
Interesting. How does the source explain that bias happening?
It actually uses a really cool example. The source explains this by looking at how we resolve the Liar paradox.
The classic statement, you know, the sentence is false.
Exactly.
Yes.
If standard logic looks at that frozen in a single moment, it just breaks. I mean, if it's true, it's false. If it's false, it's true.
It's an impossible frozen loop.
But the source points out that if you introduce the dimension of time and let the logic oscillate back and forth, the paradox resolves into a dynamic waveform.
Oh, that's clever.
SMODE applies that exact mathematical oscillation to physical particles.
So when a particle faces two mathematically equal future states, say like branching paths in an energy field, what happens?
It doesn't just freeze.
Yeah.
And it doesn't just randomly pick one like standard quantum mechanics suggests. It enters a probabilistic oscillation.
Meaning it bounces back and forth between the options.
Basically, yeah. And while it oscillates, it's referencing its entire stored historical trajectory. It does this until the wave function collapses in favor of the path that best aligns with its past.
Wow. So it exists in a superposition of being determined by the present laws and being free to align with its past.
Yes, exactly.
Let me make sure I'm wrapping my head around this. So if I'm an electron and I'm running through a literal physical maze, the physical laws are the solid walls of that maze.
Right. You can't just phase through a solid wall.
Right. I absolutely cannot walk through the walls. My overarching reality is completely determined by the physical structure around me. But when I come to a fork in the path, standard quantum physics says there is a 50-50, completely random chance I go left or right.
Exactly. Pure randomness.
But this theory says it isn't random at all. My singularity memory, you know, my highly specific history of everywhere I have ever been up to this exact moment, creates a mathematical bias.
And their bias does what?
It pushes me to choose the left path instead of the right. Like the physical maze builds the walls, but my invisible history chooses the path.
You've just perfectly described variable determinism.
Variable determinism.
Yeah. It is determinism outfitted with a dynamic memory parameter. What this does is remove the cold, empty randomness from the quantum world and replaces it with historical resonance.
Historical resonance? That's a beautiful phrase.
The particle basically remembers its past paths. Not consciously, of course, but dynamically. And that accumulated history actively shapes its present behavior without ever violating the structural laws of the maze.
Okay, so if this framework works for an isolated electron in a maze, what happens when we start looking at complex systems?
Oh, things get really weird.
Because the source material doesn't stop at single particles. It scales this exact concept up to tackle the most frustrating, counterintuitive mystery in all of physics.
You're talking about entanglement.
I'm talking about the phenomenon where two particles interact across vast distances. Spooky action at a distance, or quantum entanglement.
Right, the phenomenon that famously gave Albert Einstein a huge headache.
Totally. In standard physics, entanglement occurs when two particles interact and their quantum states become permanently linked.
Right. And from that moment on, measuring the state of particle A instantly determines the state of particle B.
Like if particle A is spinning up, particle B is spinning down.
Exactly. And the sheer absurdity of it is that this correlation holds true even if particle B is transported to the other side of the observable universe.
Which is insane. The change appears to happen instantly in literally zero time, which violates the absolute speed limit of the universe, the speed of light.
Because it implies particle A is somehow sending a faster-than-light text message to particle B.
Right, which shouldn't be physically possible. But SMOD has a completely unique take on this. It introduces a specific mathematical symbol, phi AB.
Yes, phi AB, which represents a shared singularity.
The document argues that these entangled particles aren't actually sending invisible signals to each other through physical space at all. Instead, when they initially interact, their individual isolated singularity memory vaults actually merge into one unified shared singularity field.
The math here is just incredibly elegant because they are no longer two isolated histories. Their many-to-one mappings have intersected.
So they aren't communicating across space?
No, because they are referencing the exact same unified history vault outside of space.
It's like two dancers on completely opposite sides of the world.
Right.
Performing the exact same highly complex synchronized routine.
Oh, I really like that analogy.
Yeah, if you are just a standard physicist watching them, you would think, well, how are they doing this? Are they transmitting the moves to each other in real time?
Which would mean a massive signal delay.
Right. The latency alone makes that impossible. But the reality is, they aren't communicating with each other at all. They are simply listening to the exact same hidden radio station that no one else can hear.
They are being guided simultaneously by the exact same shared memory.
Yes.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is a monumental paradigm shift for physics.
How so?
Well, for decades, physicists who hated the spooky nature of entanglement hoped there was a simpler explanation. They proposed hidden variables.
Basically, the idea that the particles had a secret, pre-programmed plan hidden inside them before they separated.
Exactly. But John Stuart Bell formulated Bell's theorem, which proved mathematically that local hidden variables absolutely cannot exist.
What?
The statistical outcomes of quantum mechanics strictly forbid them. The math just doesn't work out. So the physics community largely threw its hands up and accepted that the universe is just inherently spooky and non-local.
But SMODE looks at Bell's theorem and essentially says, well, yes, but you missed a spot.
Yeah, it says physics was only half right. Bell definitively proved that local hidden variables are forbidden.
Right. The secret plan cannot exist physically inside the particles themselves.
But the shared singularity memory, that phi AB field, isn't local. It isn't stored in the electron.
Because it exists completely outside of space-time.
Exactly. Therefore, it is a non-local hidden variable that perfectly explains the instantaneous correlation without breaking any of Bell's mathematical rules.
So the connection appears instantaneous to us because the memory vault they are both accessing isn't constrained by physical distance or the speed of light.
Precisely. It's an entirely real data structure, but it exists in a higher dimensional space that classical physics simply doesn't measure.
Okay, but wait. If we have this profound, invisible web of shared memory connecting particles across the universe, it naturally raises a massive red flag for our daily lives.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. The macroscopic problem.
Right. Why isn't the macroscopic world just a tangled, glitchy mess? Like, if I pick up my ceramic coffee mug right now, the atoms in my hand are physically interacting with the atoms in the mug.
They are.
Under this theory, shouldn't my hand and the mug become permanently entangled, merging into a shared singularity memory forever?
It seems like they should.
So why do microscopic objects like human bodies and cars and planets behave normally?
You are hitting on the problem of decoherence. And the way SMODE explains this mechanically is just brilliant. It introduces a concept called singularity separation.
Singularity separation? How does that work?
Let's go back to our perfectly entangled particle A and particle B. They share that clean, high-bandwidth phi AB memory field. But the moment particle A goes out into the real world and bumps into a complex environment.
Like hitting a measuring detector or something.
Yeah, or just the billions of air molecules floating in a room. When it does that, it suddenly has to calculate its history in relation to billions of new variables.
Oh, so its memory bandwidth is getting completely overwhelmed by the chaos of the new environment.
Precisely. The sheer volume of new interactions forces particle A's individual history to diverge wildly from particle B's history.
Wow. Okay.
And as those histories diverge, the mathematical intersection of their pasts, that shared singularity field, begins to rapidly shrink. Very quickly, the shared subset of memory drops to absolute zero.
So they lose the connection.
Standard quantum mechanics has actually always struggled to explain the physical mechanism behind decoherence. But SMODE defines it clearly.
Decoherence is literally the loss of shared history.
Exactly. The moment that shared history empties out, the particles are no longer linked. They become classical, independent objects again.
That is fascinating. That is why your hand doesn't stay entangled with your coffee mug. The environmental noise is too loud. The shared history is instantly drowned out.
Yep. It just washes away the connection entirely.
What makes this entire deep dive so compelling to me is that the author isn't just writing untestable philosophy. Like, the document practically begs experimental physicists to test this framework in a lab.
It really does. It offers concrete, measurable predictions based on the math.
Right. Specifically, it introduces something called the alpha coupling constant.
Yes. So in standard physics, a coupling constant is just a number that determines how strong a fundamental force is. For example, there is a constant that dictates the exact strength of electromagnetism.
Okay.
SMODE introduces alpha to measure the exact strength of the memory pull from the singularity. And crucially, it predicts that alpha is not static. It is dynamic.
Because it's based on history. If this memory bias is a real mechanism, it should inherently get stronger the longer a particle exists and the more history it accumulates.
What a logic, yeah.
So the testable prediction is this. If you run an interferometer experiment in a lab using a brand new, freshly generated pair of entangled photons, their alpha constant should be incredibly low.
Right, because they don't have much of a past.
So their behavior will look almost entirely random, just like standard quantum mechanics predicts.
Exactly.
But if you take an aged pair of entangled photons, photons that have been bouncing through miles of fiber optic cable, accumulating a massive, rich history vault, their alpha constant should be noticeably higher.
They should exhibit a stronger memory bias.
Right. They will act slightly less randomly and slightly more deterministically than the fresh photons. You could actually measure that shift in their interference pattern.
It is a brilliantly elegant test. And that dynamic alpha constant ties into perhaps the most profound mechanical detail in the entire document.
Which is?
The concept of dual entropy.
Oh, right. We talked earlier about how normal physical entropy always increases.
The physical universe gets messier, heat dissipates, structures break down.
Yeah.
That is the second law of thermodynamics, and it is inescapable in our dimension.
Everything trends toward chaos.
Right. But the singularity memory operates on the exact opposite principle.
Because the mathematical vault never loses data. It literally never forgets.
Right. The entropy of the singularity vault is strictly constant. There is absolute information conservation. It retains every single trajectory perfectly forever.
So how does that affect the physical universe?
So as the physical universe grinds toward total chaos and disorder, the singularity acts as a hidden opposing counterforce.
A counterforce to entropy.
Yeah. By subtly biasing the behavior of particles based on their deeply ordered pasts, It retroactively structures pockets of local order in the physical universe.
Wait, so it's fighting the chaos?
It provides a mechanical reason for why breathtaking structure and complexity like stars, planets, and even biological life can spontaneously arise out of a random high-entropy gas cloud from the Big Bang.
Wow, the universe is literally fighting physical chaos with mathematical memory.
It's a staggering thought.
So what does this all mean? If we take a breath and step back from the ordinary differential equations, the phi AB fields, and the alpha coupling constants, what are we actually looking at today?
It's a huge shift in perspective.
We are looking at a framework that asks us to completely reevaluate the nature of reality. To fundamentally understand our universe, we have to entertain the idea that the physical, measurable particles around us are just shadows.
Projections.
Exactly. Three-dimensional projections of a higher dimensional singularity. And by introducing this concept of variable determinism, this theory finally allows physical laws and personal history, hard determinism, and free will to sit at the exact same table.
They finally coexist.
It says that, yes, you are absolutely constrained by the structural rules of the physical maze. But when you reach a fork in the path, your ultimate trajectory is biased by the richness of your own history.
And that profound synthesis is exactly why this matters to you, the listener.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so easy to separate the cold, incredibly dense mathematics of theoretical physics from the deeply subjective human experience of simply living a life.
It really is.
But what is more fundamentally human than the intuitive feeling that your past actively shapes the choices you make today? This SMOD framework takes that psychological reality and attempts to ground it in the literal bedrock of physics. It proves, at least on a mathematical level, that memory is not just a localized byproduct of biological neurons firing in a brain.
Memory is fundamental.
It is just as fundamental to the operating fabric of the universe as gravity, electromagnetism, or the flow of time itself.
It is the unseen hand guiding the particle through the maze. And I want to leave you with one final, deeply provocative thought that was teased at the very edge of the source material.
Okay, well, there it is.
We've spent this entire deep dive exploring how individual isolated particles exhibit a basic rudimentary form of free will by syncing up with this memory vault. But scale that concept up to your own macroscopic reality.
Okay.
Think about your own brain right now. Billions of neurons, trillions of firing synapses, all interacting in a highly synchronized, profoundly ordered way. If a single entangled pair of photons in a lab is really just two particles sharing the exact same hidden memory field, could human consciousness itself just be a massive macroscopic synchronization of this exact same singularity memory?
Oh, wow.
Our mind, you know, our deeply personal subjective experiences of having a past and making choices, literally just the physical universe remembering itself.
That is incredible.
That is a thought to chew on today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.